It's evident in every school across the country, across the county, in my own school as well. I'm a primary school teacher. The people are just not there. The jobs are there. Now, having said that, that is one of the issues. We do need to look at more permanent contracts. We need to look at more full-time hours, especially for secondary school teachers, in order to give them that solid income that they know that they have for the year, and not just the part-time hours. In my own sector, in primary school, there are various days where subs cannot be found and teachers need to be redeployed because classrooms need to be taught, children in classrooms need to be taught, and then therefore you're compromising and the teaching in other areas in the school because substitute teachers are not available. They just are not on the ground and can't be sourced. So it's definitely, there needs to be initiatives implemented and implemented quickly in order to help resolve it. It's not going to be, I guess, that they have increased the intake of trainee teachers to the undergrad programs. But I mean, that takes 4 years now. That's not going to be no quick fix. We definitely have a resource and a pool of teachers in different parts around the world that can be, I think, need to be attracted, need to be tried to encourage them to come back. But I mean, what are we encouraging them, or how are we going to encourage them to come back? And I think it really does come back to pay. It comes back to equality of pay as well. And that is something that's been a bugbear for a long time.